came in his trance, but he was not surrender soul, this Gautam Buddha, nor surrender soul. How Krishna will come? He will never come in lakhs and lakhs trance, he do. So never come, and he thought like this. So this is called Shunyavad. So he also thought that this is what I am doing, it is all right. And now, from this Kevaladvaitvad, the theory of Shankaracharya came. Shankaracharya is also in this line, somewhat different outwardly, not inwardly, no difference. So, it is very dangerous. He had told one thing, that these polluted and mixed conceptions are our greatest enemy. Some people say that there is no value in bhakti. God is an imaginary sentiment only. That man has merely created image of a God in his imagination. And the bhakti is just, this is the state of consciousness which cannot benefit us in any way. But these persons telling like this, they are not our soul's greatest enemy. Who is enemy? Who are telling that we are devotee, but not truly fallen devotee. The enemies from outside, they cannot do anything so much harm, but the enemies of our home, they will do more harm to you. So they are enemies in our home, like rats in our home, always cutting cloths here and there. It is very, we can be very careful from tigers, bears. They cannot easily come to our homes, but they always leaving our home and cutting so many things. So, kya? Bahar ke shatru हमारे उतने अधिक शत्रु नहीं हैं, बट जो हमारे अंदर के शत्रु हैं वो हमारे अधिक शत्रु हैं. कौन? जो ये कहते हैं, those who tell that we are bhakta, something doing like as bhakti, but not bhakta. So he telling, these types of people, though opposed to bhakti, cannot do much harm to us because we can easily recognize them and avoid them. But those who propagate that Bhagavad Bhakti is the highest dharma, yet behave against the principles of Shuddha Bhakti and also instruct others against the principles of Shuddha Bhakti can be especially harmful to us. What I told?
Those who are preaching...
Time is over. Right, Abhinav.
Those who are preaching on Mayavad philosophy, Buddhist philosophy, other types of philosophies opposed to bhakti, and you can see them externally, that they're not so harmful as those who come in the dress of devotees, and they're posing like devotees, and they are preaching a philosophy that they're presenting to be Siddha Bhakti. But actually, it is not Siddha Bhakti, and they're actually cheating and misdirecting so many people, that those people, that they're the greatest enemy.
Yeah.
Mayavadi
Raj outside enemy. We can recognize them easily because they are ek dandi. They don't take tilak. They don't take mala. They don't read Bhagavatam. They don't follow Bhakti Yoga. So we can recognize that he is Mayavadi. But those who are taking tilak, Mala also.
Second name, hypocrite.
Yes.
Hypocrite. You should hear.
More than hypocrite.
Yes.
Because hypocrite
just
says, I am something, but I am not something.
It is very hard to recognize them in the shape of voice now. He is telling. Therefore, with great endeavor, our previous acharyas have defined the swarup or intrinsic nature of bhakti and have repeatedly cautioned us to keep ourselves away from the polluted and mixed concepts. We shall deliberate on their instruction in sequence. They have compiled numerous literatures to establish the swarup of bhakti, like Jiva Goswami. Rupa Goswami has written so many books, and he never dealt with all these things, karma, yoga, jnana, bhakti. Only shuddha, raganuga bhakti, swarup, siddha bhakti. Especially the bhaktis of gopis. Especially. He has not quoted the arguments of Mayavadi and all these things. He was so far away from these things. But Jiva Goswami saw that now so many persons in the disguise of devotees, and they are spreading all these things like plagues. So he wanted to make two sides so strong, like Ganges should go on and no pollution should come. That is why his all the books, like Sat Sandarbha, Sar Sambhadini, and other books, are like pakka, concrete wall, so that this should not come. And Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and all other acharyas have accepted and taken the essence of these things in Jaiva Dharma and so many books. So there are three kinds of bhakti. Sarup Siddha Bhakti, then Sangha Siddha Bhakti, and Arop Siddha Bhakti. Though it is very not so hard, we think, but we should try to know. If you are not knowing, then your idea will be change of bhakti, and you can be karmi, mayavadi, and not shuddha bhakta. So we should try to know also. And in evening I am giving classes of Srimad Bhagavatam. Especially, we have 14 days. Here and Bezar. I think that most of our devotees will go also to Bezar. So, no hurry. In 14-15 days, I want to speak the whole Srimad Bhagavatam in brief. But I want to tell something, most important things of Srimad Bhagavatam. I know that I have begun in Mathura, Srimad Bhagavatam. Now it is 54 years I am there. But I could not complete one time even Srimad Bhagavatam. When I begin one chapter, even Brihad Bhagavatam, it is like Srimad Bhagavatam, explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. I never completed it. Only one chapter, two chapter in a year, but. And now I am going to whole world. Now I have no time. I wanted to repeat all these things, but could not. But I will try to speak on some pastimes of Krishna, especially in Braja. But I will touch all the important pastimes of whole Srimad Bhagavatam from beginning to end. But I know that I cannot complete. But anyhow, I will try to touch. And new some things you will taste in that. And you will really, if you are hearing all this say very patiently, you will know that what is bhakti and how we should do bhakti, pure bhakti, and especially of Braj bhakti. Gaur Premanande. Any kirtan? Yeah.
Thank you.